मैया सत्त मना पार्थ युगम झुंझन मदास असंसंग समग्र यथा व्यर्थ सी तत्नो बड़े सब्जेक्ट मैटर इस कृष्ण योग ये कैड एव डिस्कस संपोर्शन ऑफ ही कृष्ण इज ऑल अट्रैक्टिव समग्र श्रिय ज्ञान भगवाना भगवान देर इज डेफिनेशन ऑफ भगवान नॉट दैट एनी रास्कल एडवर्टाइजेस हिमसेल्फ भगवान एंड ही बिकम्स भगवान नाउ पराशर मुनि फादर ऑफ व्यासदेव गिव अस What we mean by Bhagavan? Bhaga means opulence. And Ban means one who possesses opulence. Just like we have our practical experience, anyone who is very rich, he is attracted. He becomes attracted. Many men go to him for some favor. One who is very influential, he becomes very attractive. One who is very famous, he becomes attractive. One who is very learned, wise, he becomes attractive. One who is very wise, he becomes a threat. And one who is in the renounced order of life. Renounced order of life means one who possesses everything but renounces, does not use it for his personal benefit. Just like a person who is very charitably disposed, he gives everything to the public, he is also very attractive. So these are six kinds of attraction. So Bhagavan means one who is in full possession of all these attractive features, he is Bhagavan. Not any astral lighter in this street and becomes Bhagavan. No. That is misleading. We do not know what is meant by the word Bhagavan. Therefore, we accept any rascal as Bhagavan. Oishadjaka samagras, richest, there are many rich men in Bombay city. But nobody can claim that I am the possessor of all the riches. All the bank money or any money there in Bombay, that is my money. Nobody can say. But Krishna can say, Vaisajyasa samagrasa, samagra riches, not wealthy portion of it, samagra. Vaisajyasa samagrasa bijasa, strength, influence, bijasa, jasasa, reputation, fame. Just like Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago. But still, it is around all over the world, not only in India, but all over the world. Bhagavad Gita is known in any country, irrespective of religion or faith. Everyone, any intelligent man, any scholar, any philosopher, reads Bhagavad Gita. That means Krishna is so famous. Everyone knows. So, Vaisajyasa And when he was present, he showed his weakness. Narad Muni wanted to see how Krishna is managing his 16,000 wives, 16,108 wives. So, when Narad Muni came, he entered each and every palace. There were 16,108 palaces, all marble palaces, bedecked with jewels. There was no need of electricity or light at night. All the palaces were so bedecked with jewels. And the furnitures were made of ivory and gold. Opulence. The gardens were full of parijat trees. And not only that, Narad Muni saw that Krishna was present with each and every wife, and he was doing different types of business also. Somewhere he was sitting with his wife, children, somewhere marriage ceremony is going on of his children, somebody, so many, all, not one kind of engagement. So, this is called opulence, riches. Not that possessing a few tolas of gold, one becomes God, no. Bhoktaram jagadabhasam sarvalokamahesaram. Sridham, Krishna declares that I am the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagadabhasam sarvalokamahesaram. I am the proprietor of the planets. That is richness. Power, so far strength and power is concerned, Krishna, when he was 3 months old, on the lap of his mother, he killed so many demons. So, Bhagavan is not manufactured by some process. Bhagavan is Bhagavan. All is Bhagavan. Either he is representing as a child or a boy or youth, he never becomes old. That is another feature of Bhagavan. That is another research. We want to keep our youthhood by so many ways, but Krishna is always young. Bhagavan is always young. Bhagavan never becomes old. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam ajyam purana purusam navajau manancha. He is the purana purusam. Purana purusam means the oldest person. Because it is ajyam, beginning of all purusas. Purusa means the three purusas. Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Kadmodokshaya Vishnu, Karanodokshaya Vishnu. They are called Purusha. Jadyam Purusha. He is male person. He is not imperfect. Imperfect is only he is one bodily feature. So, in spite of his being Adyam, Adi Purusha, the cause of all causes, cause of Mahavishnu, cause of Brahma is still Navajovananja. He never becomes so. God never becomes so. That is his opulence. Vaisadjaka samagrasa bijasa. Jasasa. Jasa, I have already explained. He is so famous. He still. You cannot find in the history of the world 5,000 years ego who appears and is still famous. You don't find. There is not a single instance within the human history. But Krishna, he appeared 5,000 years ago during the battle of Kurukshetra, before that, and still he is famous. Not only famous in India, but he is famous all over the world. In each every language, the Krishna word is a dictionary. He is also stated as Hindu god. But Krishna is not Hindu god or Muslim god. He is God. God is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. God is God. Krishna is Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. There may be many Bhagavans, but Krishna is the original Bhagavan. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So, Krishna says, Maya Sakta Mana Pratha, Yogam Jinjana Madasa. We have to increase our attachment for Krishna. So how we can increase our attachment for Krishna unless we know Krishna, at least something about him? Just like a girl becomes attached to a young boy when she knows about something about that boy. The more she knows, she becomes attracted. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Siddhanta Bolya Chitte Naparo Alas, Iha Haite Krishna Lage Sudira Manas. If you want to be attracted by somebody, we must know about him something. Simply, superficial understanding will not do. That's why we feel sometimes inconvenience in preaching about Krishna. Because people here, they think, they know everything about Krishna. What do they hear about from the Americans and Europeans? What you can teach us? Familiarity breeds contact. No. Krishna is not so easy to know. Manusanam sahasya isu kashti jatati siddhaye jatatamavi siddhanam kashti vetrimam taktata. We have to know Krishna as he is. So know means to hear about. Because Krishna, we are not directly in contact with him, Krishna. And yoga, Krishna yoga, means to know Krishna. And then we become attached or make connection with him. Sambandha. This is called sambandha. We must know what is our relationship with Krishna. That relationship is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was inquired by Sanatana Goswami, what is my position, what I am? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that every living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. This is our relationship. We are eternal servant of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is asking here, Mayasam. We are eternally related with Krishna. But now, under the influence of this material energy or illusory external energy, we have forgotten Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says that you have to divert your attention, attachment to me, Mayasakta. Mai, Krishna says, Mai. Mayasakta. Mayasakta mana. Mind has to be always fixed up in Krishna. This yoga has to be practiced. As Maharaj Ambarishji, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Bindra. He was a great emperor. He has many business, political and maintenance of the kingdom. He was always busy, great emperor of the whole world. But still he fixed up his mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna. That is called Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti Maya, Maya Sakta Mana. Mind has to be fixed with Krishna. The process is very simple. Process is very simple. Everyone at home, in any condition of life, he can fix up his mind in Krishna. Our mind has to be fixed in something, because mind is never vacant. It is always fixed up or attached to something. Not for a second our mind is vacant. So this vacancy has to be filled up by the presence of Krishna. That is perfect yoga. And the last chapter, we are speaking from the seventh chapter. In the last chapter, sixth chapter, Krishna says, Yoginamati sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati yoman sami duttatamo mata. Yoginam. There are many yogis, many different types of yogis. But the best yogi, the foremost yogi, best of all, is he who Yoginamati sarvesam madgata. Simply in relationship with me, thinking of me, madgata antaratmana, within the core of heart, always thinking of this. Madgata antaratmana. Yoga practice means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, generally Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu and Krishna, there is no difference. They are the same. Krishna is the original Vishnu. So, the first-class yogi is he who is always concentrating his mind upon Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesam madgatantaram. Sodhyava. Unless you have got sodhya, he cannot make any progress. Sodhya. Sodhya means faith. Just like you have all kept. You have got little faith and more faith, there is faith. Without faith, how you could come here and spare some time for understanding Krishna or hearing about Krishna? So this is the beginning. Sadhyava. Sadhyavan bhajati juma. With faith. That faith begins in the Bhagavad Gita. The Krishna is creating that faith. Person is speaking about himself to create your faith. Krishna says that you are searching after the Supreme. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam pravartate. Aham adirhi devana. So, in this way, Krishna, not advertising himself, but he is presenting himself, because he comes down to establish real religious system. Hiradadahi dharma sadhvani bhavati bhav. Dharma samsthapanartha. He has come. He came to establish real religiousness. Real religious principle means to accept the codes of Krishna. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat prane. Nobody can create religious principle. A man cannot create. That is not possible. Any religious system which is created by man, that is not religion. Religion means what is created by God. That is it. Dharmantu sakshat. Sakshat means direct. So this Bhagavad Gita is really, because it is directly spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the benefit of the whole human society. And Krishna says also that if you have got any other faith, religion, you give it up. Sarva dharma anparikthat. Mam ekam, only one. God is one. Religion is one. The process of religion is one. And the activity who is in God, relationship, his activity is also one. That is oneness. There cannot be any different activities. Therefore, Krishna is teaching Maya Saptamana. So, how to increase your attachment? We have got attachment in so many other things. We have got attachment for the body, we have got attachment for the family, we have got attachment for the society, country, or so many things. But Krishna says, Maya Saptamana, that is yoga, that is perfect yoga. And to perform that yoga, Krishna says, Maya Saptamana Prakta Yogam Junyan Madhatraya. One has to take shelter of Krishna. He cannot practice Krishna yoga by taking shelter of anything else. He has to take shelter of Krishna. Just like in the fourth chapter, Krishna says that Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratavan Ahamapayam Vivasan Manavit Praha Manu Ikhavavit Bravit Evam Parampra Pratam Imam Rajar Sayo Vidu. So the beginning is Krishna. So Krishna first of all explained this Bhagavad Gita to the Sangha, Imam Divasate Yogam Pratamah Aham Abhayam. So they are beginnings from Krishna. And it was spoken first to the Sun God. The Sun God explained to his son, Manu, Vivasate. Vivasate. This age is Vaivasata Manu age. There are so many things we have to learn, but we are neglecting. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 manus, and each manu's age is 43 lakh of years multiplied by 72. So, now it is the age of Vaivasata Manu. This is the, out of the 14th manu, this is the 7th manu, it is going on. this age is called Mano. Mano, the father of the humankind. Manushya. There is Manu Sanghita to give direction to the people how to act, how to lead. That is Manu Sanghita. In this way, we have to learn the philosophy of Krishna, which is directly spoken by Krishna, not interpreted by anyone. That is Krishna philosophy. If it is interpreted or misinterpreted by some so-called scholar, we cannot accept them scholar who misdirect people by misinterpretation of Bhagavad Gita. That is not very good. Otherwise, why people are so much misdirected? Because the so-called scholars and philosophers, they are misdirected. They have tried to kill Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and push forward their own death cult philosophy. So that is not good. We have to learn Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. That is Vaiyasa. That is real Bhagavad, because Krishna says, Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajasayavidu. By the Parampara system, all the great kings, Rajasayavidu, they understood Bhagavad. So we have to accept the Bhagavad Gita by the Parampara system. Not we manufacture our own interpretation. That is not Bhagavad Gita. That is misusing the Bhagavad Gita. So, if you want to increase our attachment for Krishna, then the Shraddha is the basic principle. Yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if we don't accept Him, at least everyone accepts Krishna the greatest personality. So, that much faith is the beginning of asakti attachment for Krishna. That little faith, Salpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Now, you have to increase that faith. That increased faith means, as it is enunciated by Rupa Goswami, adau shraddha. If you have got little faith, to increase the faith, just yourself associate with the devotees. Adau shraddha tato sadhu sangha. Because, just like if you want to do some business, if you want to increase the volume of business, you have to associate with businessmen of the same land. Just like there are different mercantile associations, share brokers association, grain merchant association, oil seed merchant association. So to increase the volume of business, one has to associate with the similar person. So if you want to increase your faith in Krishna, then you have to associate with Krishna Bhaktas. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sam. This sadhu means Krishna Bhakta. Without becoming Krishna Bhakta, according to Bhagavad Gita, nobody can become a sadhu. That is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Sadhu eva samantavya, who bhajate mam ananya bhav, apite sudurachara, bhajate mam ananya bhav, sadhu eva samantavya. He is sadhu. Not that sadhu simply like me, change his dress or having a long beard. No. The sadhu means one is purely devotee of the Lord. He is sadhu. Bhajate mam ananya bhav, without any deviation. One who has taken Krishna, the Supreme Lord, as the only worshipable, he is sadhu. Sadhava sadhu bhusana, titikshava karunikas, sadhava sadhu bhusana, ajata satrava shanta, sadhava sadhu bhusana. These are the definition of sadhu. Sadhu means titikshava. One who has taken Krishna as the Supreme Lord, Krishna as the Supreme Person, he has to tolerate so many things, so many criticisms, so many tribulations, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj had to undergo so much tribulation from the hands of his father, because he became a sadhu, Krishna Bhakta. The only fault was that he was a Krishna Bhakta. Even the father, the atheistic father, became enemy. He wanted to kill him. You know Prahlad Chaitanya. If there is opportunity, he shall see. It is horrible. 5 years old boy, because you are chanting Hare Krishna, Narayana, the father became enemy. Titikshava. Therefore, a sadhu has to become very tolerant. Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur became a sadhu, a devotee of Krishna. He came from Mohammedan community. In those days, the Mohammedan Qazi, magistrate called him, that you are Mohammedan and why you are chanting Hare Krishna, the Hindu's God name. So, he very mildly replied, my dear sir, there are many Hindus, they have also become Mohammedans. So suppose I have become a Hindu, so what is the fault? He became very angry, and he was ordered to be killed in 7 markets, you see. So there are so many dangers. Although the time is not so much polluted, people are liberal. Just like I am preaching in the Western country. So, nobody has checked. The government has not checked. Because the time is not so clear. Although, in that Western country, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. So there is sometimes danger to become Krishna Bhakta. Therefore, people avoid it. against criticism is there. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Tinadupi Sunitena Tarorupi Sahishnuna Omanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One has to become tolerant, like the grass. Tinadupi Sunitena. Sunitena, that's like we are trampling over the grasses. So many people are going on. No protest. Trees. We are cutting trees, we are taking the leaves, the fruits, we are taking shelter of the trees, and the sunrise is very scorching, and still we are cutting. Tolerant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given these two instances. Tarorapi sahitnana. Tinadupi sunitena. And amanina manadena. For oneself, for personal self, don't claim any respect. But you give respect to others. Amanina manadena. Kirtaniya sadari. If you can situate yourself in this position, then you can chant Hare Krishna mantra very peacefully. It will not be disturbed. If you begin chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then your friends will criticize. It is very easy job. But for the fear of criticism for my friends, I do not like to chant. I do not like to take the beads. I can carry a what is it called? The transistor throughout the whole road. But if I carry one bead, I will criticize. So, one has to be tolerant. Now, these European American boys, they don't care for any criticism. They have given their so-called hats and coats, and they are chanting, they are going on the street chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Not only here, in European, big cities, New York, London, Hamburg, Berlin, everywhere. So they don't care for this so-called criticism. They are fixed up. And people are accepting. So this is called increasing the Shraddha. See? Adho Shraddha. To increase your attachment for Krishna, the basic principle is Shraddha. See? Then, the faith is created by reading Bhagavad Gita. You can understand what is Krishna. Then you can have your faith. Oh, here is God. That much. And sarva-dharmān paritajya māme tam sarnavat. This is the beginning of it. Then now, I must engage myself in the devotional service of Krishna. If you decide like that, then your reading of Bhagavad Gita, you have simply wasted your time. You may write very so-called scholarly comments, but you have simply wasted your time. If you have not come to the conclusion that now I shall engage myself in the service of Krishna, sarva dharma paritajya mamekam saranam vraja. If you do that is the beginning of Shraddha. Then other things. Maya sattamana prato yugam jinyanmadasaya. This has been explained by Kaviraj Krishnadas Goswami. Shraddha sabde vishwas sudhira nischaya. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. This is Shraddha. Shraddha means Shraddha sabde vishwas. Full faith. Sudhira. Very firm. Nischaya. With conviction. That is Shraddha. Shraddha sabde vishwas sudhira nischaya. What is that vishwas? What is that faith? Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. If I devote myself in Krishna consciousness, in the service of Krishna, all my work will be perfect. This is called Shraddha. If you have got hesitation that some percentage to Krishna, some percentage to my family, some percentage to my country, some percentage to my dog, some percentage in this. No. Simply, sarva dharmān paritajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. That thing, if you can raise yourself to that platform of faith, that is the beginning of faith. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma, sarva karma kruta. Krishna is supreme. So, by serving the supreme, you can serve everyone. Jatha taranmula nisetamena, tripanti sattanda bhujopasaka, pranopaharat jate indyana, tatha sarvahanam achyutaijya. This is God. Jatha taranmula nisetane, if you pour water on the root of the tree, the water reaches to the branches, to the twigs, to the leaves, to the flowers, to the fruits, automatically. You simply pour water on the root. That is the system. If you pour water on the every leaf, I think you have no time. There are millions of these, how you can know. Take the root and pour water and it will reach. That is the way. Similarly, if you love your society, your friends, your country, your family, yourself, your job, everything, if you love Krishna, all love will be distributed. But if you don't love Krishna, if you simply love this, simply love that, then to that, it will never be perfect. Therefore, the whole world is confused. They do not know what to repose the love. That is not. Therefore, Krishna is canvassing. Sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam. Come here. Love me. It is your attachment for me. Everything is your love. Otherwise, it is simply way. Samaye vahi kevalam. Simply waste of time. Dharma sanuskita pungsang visakshena tathatuja. Notpada edrasim jadi samaye vahi kevalam. It is simply a waste of time. The whole world is trying to formulate the United Nations. How to love the nations, one another. But there is no Krishna. Therefore, 20 years they are trying to unite the nations, but they are simply becoming disunited. They are missing the point. They do not know how to unite. If you want to unite the whole human society into one, take to this Krishna consciousness. You will be united politically, socially, religiously, culturally, philosophically, many ways. Because Krishna is everything. Aham sarvaka prabhava. Krishna is the root. Sarva karana karana. Ishara parama Krishna, Satchidananda vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karma. So take the root and your business will be successful. That is the effect of studying Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Pitaha. Simply by engaging yourself in the devotional service of Krishna, all our other activities will be perfectly done. This is the secret of success, Krishna consciousness. Try to understand this. Suddha sarve vishta sudhira nishta krishna bhakti kaile sarva parma kuta. This is the whole plug. And practical example, just like if you pour water on the root of the tree, then the water, however that water may be small, but because it is supplied, there are many examples. Just like if you pay your taxes to the government, it is distributed throughout the whole state, to the education department, to the water department, this department, that department. You are utilizing so many things, but you put your tax in one place to the government, it is distributed. So therefore, the yoga system is recommended in the Vedic way of culture. To satisfy the Supreme. Vishnu aradhate nanna tattau sotana. वर्णाश्रम चरावता वर्णाश्रम आचरावता पुरुषेण परोक्तमान विष्णु आराधते पुंसात् नान्न तत्त्वसु कारणम्। यज्ञ यज्ञ मीन्स टू सैटिस्फाई द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड टू सैटिस्फाई, बट वी डू नॉट नो आवर कल्चर इज इन टू वी डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी गॉड, वी डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज गॉड, एवरीथिंग फॉर गॉड। इफ देयर इज वी स्पीक अबाउट गॉड दे थिंक दैट दीज पीपल हैव बिकम क्रेजी दैट इन दिस मॉडर्न सिविलाइजेशन ही इज टॉकिंग ऑफ गॉड, बट इज नॉट This is the position. But that is not the fact. God is there. God is there. God is personally canvassing here, Krishna. How you can say God is not there? God is there. God must be there. Otherwise, how things are going on? Just like, because you are within this body, although you cannot see yourself, we cannot see ourselves, where I am in this body, but I am in this body. As soon as I go away from this body is useless. Not even worth for it. This such nice brain, such nice dress, such nice activity. As soon as I go away, I leave this body. Tatha dehantram prat. As I leave this body and accept another body, this body is useless. Immediate. Similarly, you are seeing the whole cosmic manifestation, the gigantic body of this material world. So there is something soul. Just like in this body there is soul. Similarly, this gigantic body has got a soul, that is God. How you can deny it? Then Shastra we say, Ekappasau rachayatam jagadanna koti jatshattirasti jagadanna chaya jadantam अन्नांतरस्थं परमानुचयांतरस्थं गोविंदमादिपुरुषं तमां भजामि एकप्रसूरते। जस्ट लाइक दिस बॉडी हैज डेवलप्ड, हाउ इट हैज डेवलप्ड, बिकॉज दिस स्पिरिट सोल इज देयर, दिस स्पिरिट सोल इज इंजेक्टेड बाय द सेमिना ऑफ द फादर एंड इट इज पुट विद इन द ओम ऑफ द मदर. And then the two secretions develops into small body like a pea, and that develops gradually. When the development is complete, on the seventh month, the child moves. His sense consciousness comes. He is in the dreaming condition that. In the beginning, he is unconscious, susupti. Then dreaming condition, he returns his consciousness and then he wants to come out, and then in due course of time, at the end of 10 months, the child comes out. This is the process of bodily construction, material bodily construction. Karmana daivanatrena jantar deho upapatti. This is the beginning of body. So, a dead child coming out does not grow, because the soul is not there. So unless the soul is there, there are so many instances. A very nice big machine, aeroplane, 747. But if there is no pilot who will drive it, the machine is worthless. Unless there is the pilot. Similarly, this is also machine, this body. Jantra rurani mayayam.